Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Joseph Brotherton, Joe Brotherton, painter, collector, and actor, apparently, at one time, a number of things. At any rate, we're here because of Joe's involvement with art. The interview is being conducted in his home in San Francisco on March 5, 1999. The interviewer for the archives, another San Francisco resident, Paul Carlstrom. Joe, we've decided to divide the interview really into two parts, and today, with the time available, which is a bit limited, we'll talk about your own personal background, your time in the West, in Montana, connections with the world of Charlie Russell, and then a number of other things, and moving then finally probably to New York, or not your moving, but our moving in our discussion to New York, and your connection with Tony Smith through your cousin, Jane Brotherton. So let's just start at the beginning. Okay. You were born where? You were born in...
I was born in Bozeman in 1918. Okay. My folks came from Michigan to Montana in pursuit of a kind of a mad idea that my grandfather had to start a dynasty of food processing. And he had picked out the lovely, fertile valley of the Gallatin to be the site of the first plant of this prodigious dream of his. He sent my father and my uncle to be the administrators, another uncle to be the seed germinator, and another uncle to be the promoter of the thing. And it all worked very well, except perhaps for my father, who was killed when I was 2 years old. They were genteel people. My mother's family were the her uncle was Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and another in Michigan, another uncle was the senator from Michigan. Her father was the sheriff of Wayne County, and so on. When she came to Bozeman in 1916 or so, it was a community impoverished beyond our imagination, I think. And there was simply nothing there. And when my father died, obviously her cue was to go back to Detroit, where she could pursue her genteel origins. And she chose to stay in Bozeman, Montana.
Why?
Because she recognized it as a magnificent place to raise a young boy. And she was a woman of great consistency and purpose, and she married a cowboy to carry this on. She married a guy named Richmond Jay, who was a Basque, Jay spelled G-E-X, who was a Basque. He was literally a cowboy, and he had been among his other activities, a stagecoach driver in Yellowstone Park, where one night at the south entrance to the park at Cody, Wyoming, he got drunk and broke into the Pahaska teepee, which was sacred to the memory of Buffalo Bill, and stole the ceremonial bridle from the teepee. And then when later he gave me a horse and equipped it, why, here was this lovely Indian rawhide and hair and horse hair bridle. But anyhow, in the process of being a cowboy, he had to move to Great Falls, Montana in 1926, and we moved into a small apartment. And I had to get something to do, so I decided to start another empire as a lawnmower. And at that time I was between 5 and 6 years old, so I was out mowing lawns. And the lawns were